The best Christmas stories are about something real. Families gather, love, laughter, making memories around a real Christmas tree. And the most beautiful trees are at Armstrong Garden Center. Fresh cut grade one, including hand-selected varieties like Alpine Noble and Nordman Fir, all ready to bring real holiday joy to your home. Order online at armstronggarden.com or visit Armstrong Garden Centers to find trees, wreaths, garlands, and more, and start your Christmas story today.
For over 100 years, Schneider Electric has provided the equipment and expertise to pros to keep the lights on. But in the 21st century, your home demands a symphony of energy. Digital devices, battery backup, EV charging, and you've got the power with help from Schneider Home. Let's talk about automated energy control. Why do your appliances need a connected system? It's an investment in real money savings because your energy use is streamlined using off-peak draw or battery backup to optimize your use and savings, which is better for the planet and puts money back in your pocket. A double savings from your friends at Schneider Home. So let's start with the basics. At SchneiderHome.com, it's easy to see what tech you may need and be connected with a certified local installer to make sure your power always stays ahead of your needs. And it's flexible. No solar, smaller system. Yeah, we got you. Design your system at SchneiderHome.com today and enjoy the symphony. Schneider Home. You've got the power.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, as I was getting ready to come on to record today's episode, which, as you know, I'm doing in advance for this holiday week, Jack Smith has announced, as I'm sure you all know now, that he is dropping all of the charges against Donald Trump for the January 6th insurrection, along with Donald Trump never going to see sentencing happening in New York for his 34 felony count. Donald Trump and MAGA has won. We all knew, those of us that were paying attention, those of you who have been listening to this show, have known that Donald Trump was only running for president to get out of jail. And now that is for certain. He will never be held responsible for anything that he has done to this country the first time around. So this time he can just finish the job. You hear in my voice a sound of, it's not even resignation. It is just, I think at this current moment, I have lost the ability to give a fuck. And the reason for that is so many Americans sat home in this election. And at this point, you know, I don't really know if it matters who you blame, right? You want to blame Vice President Kamala Harris for doing what? In 107 days, she gave this country a sense of hope and faith that we had long lost. She tried her best to unify in terms of bringing, you know, Republicans into the fold and showing that there was going to be an opportunity for us to be able to rebuild and work together on things that we actually agree on, like democracy. She offered up student loan relief and lower prescription drug costs and, you know, different programs that she wanted to roll out for Black men and Latino men and et cetera, et cetera. You know, there were countless calls that were done by every fucking affinity group that you could imagine on the face of the planet did a Zoom call. And at the end of the day, America failed to rise to this moment because, frankly, they didn't want to. And in some ways, I've been trying to reframe my thinking around this election as I still process through the grief of it all is that I am now convinced that America needs Donald Trump, that this country does not learn anything the easy way, that progress is not always forward moving. In any time of progress, there is always deep regress, right? You had the Civil War and then you had Reconstruction. And then guess what? A century of Jim Crow. This country has only really known democracy from 1965 until what? 2020? Or whenever the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act, overturned Roe v. Wade? You know, we've had democracy for less than 60 years. So that being said, I think that we're at a place and at a point where apparently everything does need to be lost. Everything does need to be ruined. Millions of people apparently do have to die in order for people to recognize that your participation matters in this country. But, you know, I think that for far too long, we have continued to try and put fresh paint on a rotting house. I think for far too long, we have been lulled into a place of complacency and incremental change being enough, that we have believed Democrats when they said that they were a party for and by the people. And yet, when they're in control, while the economy may not fall off of a cliff, that they don't really ever do anything that is full-chested, full-throated in terms of rooting out white supremacy, in terms of really creating policies that are about trying to right what has been wronged in this country to Black people, to Indigenous people. Everything is incremental. And everything at the end of the day is also about money. So when people look at the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and they say, well, what's the difference between them? And I'd like to say, well, one believes in fascism and one believes in democracy. One believes that women are actually people, and the other one believes that women are property. That's not enough. And what I realize is every single leader and every single institution has failed. When fucking Democrats had the audacity to say when Joe Biden was elected that, oh, the institutions held. No, it didn't. It did not. And I will say now that Joe Biden, with his appointment of Merrick Garland, which we all thought was, oh, poetic justice, and as it turns out, was probably the death knell, the final nail in the coffin of our democracy, was Merrick Garland. And that is what Joe Biden is going to be remembered for.
Make this holiday season a memorable one with Wonderfold. Wonderfold's high-quality family stroller wagons are on sale now. Shop Wonderfold's best sale of the year at Wonderfold.com with up to 30% off select stroller wagons from two-seaters, four-seaters, to even six-seaters. Perfect for everyday family adventures from park days to the zoo and everything in between. Parents love the ease and comfort it brings to outings. And the littles? They'll have a blast riding in comfort and style. Visit Wonderfold.com today and shop our Black Friday deals.
Once upon a time, Amazon Music met audiobooks, and listeners everywhere rejoiced.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they could listen to one audiobook title a month from an enormous library of popular audiobook titles, including Romantasy, Autobiographies, True Crime, and more. Suddenly, listeners didn't mind sitting in traffic or even missing their flight. Amazon Music Unlimited now includes Audible.
No way.
Download the Amazon Music app now to start listening. Terms apply.
These days, being an adult can feel more overwhelming than it does fun. Any kids out there willing to trade places? No? Worth a shot. You know who can rekindle the magic of childhood? Apple and Eve Juice. We were the first to put juice in a box, and 50 years later, we're still packing the joy. One sip of our fresh, delicious fruit taste, and you're right back to the goodness of being a kid. So when the grind dulls your shine, tap your inner child to reclaim it. Shop Apple and Eve in store today, and let's kid ourselves.
Fentanyl doesn't care who you are. Anyone can die.
anywhere, anytime. Protect yourself and those you love. Save a life. Visit fentfacts.org.
A crisis looks and feels different for everyone. 988 offers one-on-one skilled, caring mental health and substance use support for anyone at any time. When you contact 988, a trained counselor will talk with you to understand your situation and help you through it. At 988, you won't be judged. When you need someone to care, listen, and talk with, 988 counselors are there. Text, call, or chat 988. Brought to you by the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
I posted on Blue Sky over the weekend, what do you think that Joe Biden's legacy is going to be? And I said, in all honesty, his legacy is going to be that he failed to meet the moment. Sure. Did Joe Biden put forth policy measures such as, you know, student loan debt relief, such as rolling out the vaccine and getting shots in arms when people were still dying by the thousands every day from COVID? Yes. But did Joe Biden do everything that he could to make sure that a Donald Trump could never run for office again, or that anyone like him could never run for office again? No. He just wanted to turn the page and pretend that Donald Trump never happened. And that's the same thing Merrick Garland wanted to do. And it was this failure of imagination that has us where we are right now. Just imagine if Joe Biden had picked a U.S. Attorney General like a Tish James, like a Fannie Willis, like an Alvin Bragg, like any of the people that were actually prosecuting Donald Trump for his crimes. If you had picked any of those people, or just anyone that showed that, you know what is going to restore faith in our government, faith in our systems, is not pretending that Donald Trump didn't happen, but making sure that he never happens again. And so I'm tired. I'm tired of the Pelosis and the Bidens and the Schumers. I'm tired of these monuments, right, of what the yesteryear of politics looked like, still being in charge of what our future looks like, when they haven't been connected and had their ear to the ground and understand what real people are dealing with in decades. You know what Biggie used to say when he was rapping, don't get high on your own supply? Democrats have been so fucking high on their own bullshit, believing that all they had to do was pretend to be the adult in the room, being the ones that are so stuck up on their high horse, right? The elitists of democracy. Oh, the people will just follow us because we're right. And they believe their own bullshit. You know, everyone wants to talk about, again, what Kamala Harris could have done better, blah, 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 blah. Fuck that. She had 107 days. Tell me what the fuck was being done prior. What was being done during Donald Trump's presidency? What was being done, right, when Joe Biden stepped foot in office, other than pretending that he didn't elect the first woman and first Black woman and Asian woman to be vice president of the United States? So he went ahead and hid her, right? Until he realized, maybe I can't actually get the job done. So now I need to bring her out front and center. When for 3 years, we hadn't seen her. They hadn't been operating like partners in the way that Barack Obama was sure to operate with Joe Biden, given how racist this country is. So, you know, I know when people are like, oh, well, America gets what it deserves. But no, like, because I didn't want to be a part of the find out of the fuck around. And I know that you didn't either, because y'all already knew. But the fact is that maybe it takes a destroyer like Donald Trump for us to realize that the systems that he's getting ready to blow up were never working for all of us anyway. They actually only were working for white Americans. And maybe if we found our ways through the cracks and got a little bit of crumbs, we were piecing that together and calling that a full fucking meal. It wasn't. It's not. So as one of my good friends, Dr. Christina Greer, has said, She does not want this country to be burnt down, because then you're burning down all of the work, blood, sweat, and tears and life that our ancestors gave into this country. That if we're not going to be willing to excavate the foundation of this country, then the house burning actually doesn't matter. And what I'm saying is that we are in a moment of deep excavation, of recognizing that this entire country has been built on a faulty foundation. And I think that Donald Trump's regime is the nuke, right? It is the bomb that is going to be dropped on America, that is going to have generational damage. And at some point, in some way, in that rubble, hopefully there will be people still that can put together the truth, that can put together and move the rubble and find and create a better and more sustainable path. But not only is this destruction imminent, I think now that it is necessary. And I keep telling folks, you know, I will continue to do this work, to be a narrator on our social discourse for as long as it is safe and it is legal. And that, to me, folks, I don't really know how long that is going to be. I don't. Because we can see from the latest attorney general nomination that Donald Trump is putting up, like, these people are ready and willing to build the camps to put their enemies in them, to clamp down on free speech, on free press. And folks say, oh, but we have a constitution. What the fuck does the constitution have to do with any of the executive orders or any of the policies that this trifecta win is getting ready to put into place? We're at war. MAGA has been at war with American democracy for nearly a decade now. And so at what point do you put down the pen, right, and pick up a sword? At what point do we recognize that a two-party system is not the future of these United States? One of them is wildly ineffective and the other one is fascist. So it leaves us to recognize that no one is coming to save us. Merrick Garland didn't do his fucking job. Joe Biden didn't do his fucking job. The Democratic establishment didn't do its fucking job, right? So we're here now. We're here now and working to figure out, as we're dealing with this very real grief that we seriously do need to process, what the future looks like. And to me, the future looks like a robust multi-party system, because I don't want to put any stock and faith in Democrats moving forward. I really don't. And this is why you have heard over and over again, Black women saying, you know what? Y'all got this. We're tapping out. We're going to protect ourselves, our sanity, and our communities. Y'all got next. Because no one has faith that this party, the Democratic Party, will actually learn anything. And if anything, we're just seeing a further chasing of the Republican Party that is already extremist and right, that they're just dragging the Democratic Party along to the right with them. If you want to ask me why people stayed home, it's because they really could not find the difference. Because progressive ideas weren't being beamed out to people on a regular basis. It was like, no, let us find common ground. Let us be centrists again. There is no center. I'm at a place as we wind down this year where I need to rest, and we all need to rest, and we all need to really process what has happened and how each of us individually and collectively plan on moving forward. And that's how I'm going to spend the last several weeks of this year, is figuring out, moving through the pain, and figuring out for me what it looks like to be on the other side of it. Because my resistance is not going to look like it did in 2016 or look like it did in 2020. Because frankly, folks, I just don't have the same level of energy. And I don't think that those strategies that we were accessing at those different time points worked. So it is time for something new. And for me, that what is, what comes next only comes when I've had time to decompress, when I've had time to rest, and then I can get into an imagined scape. So my offering to all of you as we close out this year is to really figure out what restoration will look like for you and do that and do it well. Because, you know, beginning January 20th, we are in an entirely new world, and it's not a good one. It is a new one. And like I've been saying, that with every obstacle that is presented, there are opportunities that lie inside of them. But we have to be in a creative and imaginative and restful state in order for that conjuring to happen. A change is coming, and we need to be ready. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.